Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Life Tea with Angel, a place for you to sit down, have some fun discussing life, change, the interesting things happening across the New Age community, and some of those interesting people doing awesome work for you. Callers are always welcome, and I do enjoy answering your questions and giving brief readings on the air. So come on in, I invite you to sit down, pour a cup of great tea, and join me for 30 minutes of tea chat.
Good evening and hello, everyone. Welcome once again to Intuitive Tea. My guest this evening, I'm so excited, is Kathleen Hilton. Hi, Kathleen. How are you tonight?
Doing great, Angel. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the show. You know, Kathleen has 30 years of experience as a psychic reader and a healer. I love that she speaks about her specialties being relationships and personal success reading. That's the thing about your bio that fascinated me the most. It's just personal success readings and relationships. So many people out there are just looking for just the answer to the question. Whenever any practitioner comes out and speaks to the process of actually wanting to get people to a process of success, is always very fascinating to me. Why don't you talk to me about that? I didn't even finish reading your bio. Your bio, I was so excited about that. So I probably should finish reading your bio. And Kathleen says that her readings she gives are very profound and help her clients to resolve issues which are blocking them from experiencing life to the fullest. Powerful, powerful statement. Why do you focus so deeply on you know, fulfillment and success when you're giving readings to people?
Well, to me, that's what a reading is all about. You know, through the years, I found that really the best use of healing and reading is to really help somebody connect to themselves or to their divinity, you know. And so the only reason that we don't walk around feeling that connection, that love from the Creator all the time is that we have thoughts and emotions that go through that make us forget. And so the reading can help refocus you on who you are as that divine being, help you be calm and kind of centered back in your life and get you back on track. And so to me, that's what it's all about. You know, all the healing, all the reading, it's just helping people remember who they are and sort out all the things that go through, you know, things from society, things from work, you know, things from family, you know, learning how to sort things out, learning how to know what is your issue, know what is not. And it's a wonderful process. And the more you know yourself, the more you're in alignment with your life.
Wow, very nice, very nice. So 30 years is a long time. 30 years speaks to a vast experience in any industry. Will you talk to me about your journey? You know, 30 years ago was 19-something-something, and now we're in 2000-something-something, how is it different for you? What has your journey been like going from where you started and where you are today as a practitioner?
Well, 360 degrees or 180, whatever you say, because I basically was 30 years ago a pretty troubled kid. I was, I guess, in my young 20s and had a very rough adolescence, you know, was just very lost, very broken, pretty much, had different issues with addiction. And so at the point when I was 22, I was kind of done, you know, and that's pretty early, you know, in life. And I knew I needed to heal somehow. And I began to pray and I began to, you know, just ask deeply for healing because I knew that, you know, I couldn't continue on the path that I was on. And so then through a series of events, I learned how to do readings, prayer. You know, I personally am a Christian, which definitely helped in my path to healing the Lord. And basically through the study of energy, through the meditation, through reading, just really understanding who I am and that I wasn't really that broken person, that I am, you know, a person, a spiritual being, you know, and now going from that state, being very broken to, you know, fast forward to now, I'm a very very happy woman, very at peace with life. You have a great marriage, great career, you know, and very, very basically deeply happy. And that to me is an amazing journey. You know, it's basically, you know, we're here on this planet to really have great things, you know, and everything on the planet is geared for you to spin out in fear or, you know, to worry or to, you know, be tempted to be greedy or manipulate to get what you want. And there isn't really the education out there for anybody to really, you know, you don't learn in school how to rethink or how to recenter, so, you know, your own information. So it's been a wonderful journey for me, and I've worked with thousands of people and love to do it. You know, it's just something that it's such a passion.
No, that's really powerful. You said something that I connect to, and that I would like to tap into. You spoke about how you are a Christian, and mm-hmm. I get that a lot because I'm very deeply connected to my Christian faith, and mm-hmm. I often get a lot of people questioning, you know, legitimacy as a reader, as a psychic, as a medium, or whatever path you choose mm-hmm. to follow, and then to still be able to have this strong connection to God, the divine, the source in your Christianity. Mm-hmm. How do you hold on to that? You know, how do you respond to that, and how does that help you in your process, if you feel like it does help you in your process of connecting with people?
You mean the being Christian is what your question is, like how that helps me connect?
Yes.
Or
in your experience
something I'm very, very proud of. I mean, you know, I'm certainly not the type that you know, there's different types of people and different walks. I'm not the type that's going to shove it down your throat in any way, but you know, I believe that, you know, it is because of my deep connection with Christ. You know, that's where it all centers, you know. And that's a place I come from, and when I'm reading, I see a person in that place. I don't ever, like, you know, because the area, I read a lot of Muslims, I read a lot of, you know, different types of Indian religions, I read a lot of Chinese religions, Catholicism, just because this area is so full of different religions, and I never, you know, preach to them that they need to change, but it helps my relationship with the Lord, helps me sort through all the things that gets in their way. And it's been really wonderful. You know, I love to talk about it. Actually, I'm really excited that you even brought it up. And I find actually people are really actually pretty receptive, or at least my clients have been, because I say, you know, this is my belief, you know, this is my faith. You know, so this is where I'm coming from. And, you know, there's really never been any issues with that. You know, if anything, I think it's been, you know, a nice bridge, because, you know, people, you know, there's not a lot of permission to talk about your faith these days, you know, because, gosh, if you're the wrong faith, you could get slammed for this, that. And I think it's comforting to people for somebody to say, hey, this is my belief. And you know, people are intuitive. They're psychic too. I mean, we all are. It's not like, you know, I have a gift and you don't. So they know. They intuitively know. You know, they came to you for a reason. They intuitively feel comfortable, and they can sense that, you know, I'm you know, it's something that's very strong for me and something that brings me great peace.
Great. And I find the same, you know, in my process, in my practice too, that having this really deep connection to something that is so important to me helps me connect to people. And I find people are more comfortable sometimes because they don't know what to expect, right? And then they connect with you. They're like, it could be anything. And then you speak a language that they understand and help them kind of navigate through there. It's really very fascinating. We do have a couple of callers, so I have other questions, but the show is short, and I know you want to talk to people, so I'm going to give an opportunity to reach out to a couple of people, and then I'm going to come back to the questions that I have, because I want to know everything about Kathleen. Hold on one second. Good evening. Mm-hmm. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Jane. How are you?
Hi, Jane. You're on with Kathleen and Angel.
Hi. Just wondering, do you see any changes coming up for me at work?
Is this something, do you want me to take a look at this, Angel?
Yes, go ahead, do your thing.
Okay.
This is all you.
Yeah, hi, Jane. It's great to meet you. what I'm seeing going on for you is you have a lot of green in your energy field. And so that, for you right now, that's growth. And there's an image of you, and you're sitting at a desk, and I'm seeing you just getting your ducks in a row. It's almost like you're sitting at a desk getting things organized. And so internally what's happening is that you're building a new platform for yourself because you're like a butterfly coming out of a cocoon. You're moving into the new phase of your life. And so with that would have new experiences. So what you're building for yourself is a new foundation. So in your career or in your workspace, you can really own all your talents. It looks like you have a tendency to, downplay yourself a bit, but you're really, really talented. And so this next step is you kind of allow yourself to shine and be noticed a little bit more. And so with that, I do see changes. It looks like that's inevitable, and it looks positive. You know, it's not always like it's going to be smooth sailing, but it looks like positive. It's like a very, very committed to growth and moving forward.
Okay. And do you see me getting a new job? And that I'm seeing?
Well, basically, you know, I what I see now, I mean, one thing I don't do is I don't predict the future because the future changes. What I see is that is what you are heading for. That's what you want to do. And, you know, the way your energy is set up is that it looks like it would be very possible that you would do that. You know, I just see you going through some pre sorting until you're very clear about what your next step is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm. Doing a great job.
Really.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's really
like
great.
It looks like you're a little hard on yourself there, Jane. But you're really a great person.
We all do that, don't we?
Oh yeah, lemon. Yeah,
oh
lemon
my
tea.
Goodness!
Get the whip out.
Oh, this is crazy. But it sounds like you're in a really great space, and I want to give Kathleen an opportunity to kind of call out her contact information in case anybody wants to get in more depth. You know, you could contact her and get more deeper information. It feels like you really want to dig in deep, and we don't have a lot of time here. So, Kathleen, how could she get in touch with you if she wanted to engage with you, work with you, get more information, or if anybody who's listening wanted to get in touch with you?
Well, my number is 510-220-2241. And my website is readandheal.com.
Ooh, nice. Nice and easy. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us. Do you have any other? Yeah, it's like niceandeasy.com. It's awesome. Do you have any other questions? I really would recommend, Jane, that you reach out to Kathleen so she can give you some further insights. But it sounds like you're in an amazing part, kind of like a fork in the road. That's an awesome space to be in, because what I'm getting, if I can interpret what you're saying, Kathleen, is like anything is possible for her right now.
Yeah.
And that's an amazing place to be in. So good luck with that. God bless you. And please do reach out to Kathleen if you have any other questions.
Sure, I will. Thanks, Rudy.
Hey, Kate. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
That was really cool. Before I get this next person, I had a question for you that came up while you were doing that really great session. Mm-hmm. You spoke about colors that you saw and the energies around her. What are you seeing? You know, when you look at someone's energy, whether it's in person or from a distance, which we're clearly on the radio, when you see their energies, what are the colors communicating to you, and how are you using that in your process?
Basically when I look at somebody's energy, I see colors and images. And the colors, there is like a sort of standard thing that some colors mean. But usually the color helps me to tune into the quality of space they're in. Like, for instance, Jane, the green for her was some growth. You know, different people have different colors. And it's fascinating because, you know, you can get an aura reading, you know, right now in this moment, and then 20 minutes later, you'd have different colors going on because, you know, you're thinking, your thoughts are changing, you know. So it's just what helps give me a whole piece of the puzzle for what's happening in that person's soul.
Right. And you're absolutely right. You say that it changes. Their feelings change, mm-hmm. their opinions change, the people around them change. So the people that they're going to engage in changes. And so you're very honest, which I like. It's like, okay, I can read you your future, or I can tell you what's mm-hmm. possible, and really the choice mm-hmm. is yours. How do your clients do that? Because I know a lot of people, they just want to know the answer. Can you just tell me that it's going to happen, and that's going to be perfect, and it's going to turn out the way I wanted to turn out, and that everything's going to be okay, and the guy's going to be waiting for me when I get there, when I want him to do, he's going to ask me to marry him, and that it's all going to be right?
Yes. I'm very, very clear with people that that's not the type of reader I am. Because, you know, a lot of people think that you go to a psychic, and some psychics have the specialty where they can predict this is going to happen in 2 years, this is going to happen. It's like, you know, healers are doctors in the sense, well, like doctors in the sense everybody's got their specialty. Personally, for me, I don't do that. I don't predict because it is too pliable based upon where a person is right now. And so, you know, for the part, I'll explain that to people, and people are like, oh, okay, you know, oh, that makes sense, you know, and then they'll get how important it is really for them to focus on their internal stuff right now. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, it switches around. If somebody, then there are clients I've had that just can't let go of, well, when's he going to come in? When am I going to have this relationship? When am I going to get this job? I'll politely say, I'm sorry, I can't work with you. You know, we're not having a connection.
Wow. Interesting. So you'll work with someone mm-hmm. and it's a, doesn't it feel like you're giving them what they want, you will step away. Not many of us.
Absolutely.
I do the same thing, and I don't run into that very often. Bravo. Good for you. How long in doing this work were you like that coming in the door, or did you take you some time to figure out that this is just the right thing for you, for your process to do?
It took some time, you know, because, you know, it takes some time to get your own certainty about different patterns that people have and really identifying right up front, well, okay, the pattern that this person is on is really one that actually they don't want a healing on right now because they'll keep going into the future and no longer taking it personally like, oh, I can't help them. You know, it takes some life experience and a lot of time reading different people to really understand what your boundaries are, really when you can be of service to somebody and really when you can't. And then it just takes, for me, you know, the guts to own that information and to learn how to communicate in such a way that's very respectful either way.
That is really super cool, super cool. Bravo, I like it. I'm going to take the next caller for you here, Kathleen. You're ready for the next caller? Hello? Ooh,
hello?
You're going to have to turn the radio down in the background.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. I am just calling for a general reading, if that is okay.
Yeah, that's what's your name?
My name is Megan.
Megan, hi. Good to meet you.
Good to meet you,
Kip. The main thing I see going on for you is your aura, your energy field is a little bit above you. It's kind of like above your head. And there's some gray in it, some hectic sort of stress energy going on. And I see you like one of those cartoons, like with a lady with 10 different hands holding up 10 different things. And so it looks like you're feeling stress and pressure, you know, just managing different things in your life. And that's just the external. Internally, I see a lot of yellow, and I see that you're coming into your own power much more as a woman and seeing really how capable you are, you know, to be the one to manage, to be grounded, you know, to be the caregiver. And I see that being super, super validating for you. because it looks like you haven't ever really, you've never really, you know, validated your own strength and your own beauty as a woman and all the things that that encompasses. So the stress that you're going through and the kind of rocky time is actually a pathway to a healing. So.
Okay. And do you see anything specific about a career? It seems like I'm just getting mixed signals about that whole thing and like relocating or I'm not sure right now whether I will be living in the same place, the same town, or like a different state. And it would be nice to narrow down at least the distance or the like the atmosphere of where I'll be living, or if I will be going anywhere.
That's an interesting question, because the way it sounds like you're asking it is that there's some destiny that's coming for you and that you have to find out what it is. And I don't really see that that's the way it is. The first step I see is for you to figure out what you want. You know, it's like you've got this, you know, you're trying to figure out what you want to do next in your life, but you're waiting for somebody to tell you what that is. When it's really reverse, really looking inside your heart, you know, really giving yourself that moment, you know, what is it that I want? What place do I want to live? Where do I feel happy? What kind of talents do I have? And that'll help bring that clarity in for you. Otherwise, you'll keep spinning, waiting for, you know, this whoever, you know, to tell you what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Well, when I visualize my future and what I want, I usually visualize like a peaceful living environment, you know, and that's it. Like I have a hard time even visualizing what my career will be. I just visualize myself being happy and at peace and and in a good environment. And so I'm finding it hard to step from, you know, where I am to where I will be going, although mostly I've just been trying to manifest, like, or, you know, making it my intention to bring about a peaceful living environment.
Yeah, I mean, that looks like a very big step for you, Megan. And that is, you know, sometimes we expect when we visualize things or look at things that we need to know everything in the moment. And that's just an expectation from society. The key for you right now is to keep envisioning that peaceful place. That's the first thing in your heart, right? And just every time, okay, and if it doesn't come clear about your career, it's not time for it to be clear. You know, that you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself that you don't need. You know, just kind of be patient with yourself and, you know, think about the peaceful and then start thinking about things you like to do, you know, and don't think about where it's going to be. Like if you like to be an artist, if you like to communicate, so... You know, you're in a peaceful place and you're communicating. You know, take it step by step. There's a real pressure that you're putting on yourself to know everything well. Where I do see you have the ability and the space to sort of really take your time, you know, and just really study your own soul, what's inside there, and let it really come from inside of you. And you're really on a good path to do that. You've really started by tapping into that peaceful place.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Have a good one. And Megan, if you want to reach out to Kathleen to get deeper information or check back in with her, where can she get in contact with you again, Kathleen?
Yeah, the number is 510-220-2241. Or my website is one word, readandheal.com.
Awesome. All right. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll talk to you soon, Megan. Bye-bye. That was a really great session. It had a little cooing, lovely baby in the background there, too. You have another caller here. Who are we speaking with? You're on the air.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Is this Angel?
Angel and Kathleen, yes.
Hey, Angel, it's Stephanie. How are you?
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Great.
So nice of you to call in. So Stephanie's one of my many clients and friends here in the Bay Area. I've got Kathleen. Why don't you ask Kathleen a question? She's doing She's doing readings, and I know how you love readings.
I do, I do. So I wanted to get a general reading and like a love life reading, kind of what you see going on, because I have a few people in my energy field.
Mm-hmm. Do you mean that you have a few people that you're interested in, or people interested in you?
Yeah, they're interested in me. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Both.
All right, so... Yeah, what I see going on is there's a lot of orange inside there, and that's a real fiery color, and it's a very active color, a little burning that's going on for you. And it's a purging that's happening for you in your heart. It looks like, you know, you've definitely been through some pain. I'm seeing some old pain there, especially times when you've been duped, you know, like where you thought somebody was a certain way and they turned out to not be that way. So you're doing a big internal cleaning, you know, and you're cleaning out all that stuff. You're letting go of a lot of stuff. And the most important part is that you're ensuring that you don't have any bitterness. So you're doing the best possible thing a person can do, a woman can do when they want a relationship, is that you're cleaning your own closet, so to speak. You know, it's like, you know, you have a really deep understanding that, you know, divine love or perfect love really comes from within you. And so, you know, you're very fortunate in the sense that you're not going to be looking for somebody outside yourself to complete you. You know, like, oh, when I have that man, I will be so happy. You know, and when I have, you know, you're not there. You're far beyond that, which is really awesome. So what that all has to do with relationships is, first thing first, is that you are going through this process, and then I see when you're ready, you will have one. You know, it looks super clear.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because it really looks moving into this next one, you want it to be for real, you know, and it's super important to you.
Yes.
Yes. This is very true.
That way I don't have to ask again on Sunday.
As you're talking with Stephanie, you know, I totally hear how it's just, you know, if you like feel like you're ready because you're ready for a relationship, but deep down inside you're kind of not, because you're finishing stuff. So I like what you're saying, Kathleen, is you're kind of staying focused on keeping focused on the releasing, keeping focused on the clearing and the spring cleaning, as you put it, and the relationship will come, rather than just keep trying to find the relationship, because a lot of times your clients will come to you and they'll say, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? And that was really great. Did you like that, Stephanie?
Oh, yes, I loved it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie.
I'm going to let you go here, and we're going to close up here pretty soon. There's still quite a few people. I will see you soon, Stephanie.
See you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
You have a number of people on, and we're not going to be able to get to all of them. So I'm going to give you another opportunity to not just state how to contact you, but to give them for like a minute here your call to action. If you had one message that you wanted to leave with everyone about what your process is, who you are, how to get in touch with you, and then what that message is before we end here in a minute.
No pressure, huh?
No pressure.
Yeah.
No pressure. Your Academy Awards speech.
Who I am basically is somebody. I've been through a lot of life experience and a lot of pain, and found peace through it, through my faith and through healing. And I see you as somebody very beautiful, with very lots to offer, and lots, like a big flower ready to open. And where I see myself in my clients' life is being their guide, holding their hand while they blossom into themselves, and I love watching that process.
That's awesome. You can't put any better than that. So it's healandread.com?
Actually, it's the other way, readandheal.com.
Readandheal.com. Readandheal.com. One more time, that phone number is 510-220-2241, correct?
Correct.
All right. I want you to know I've enjoyed our show. I'm looking forward to bringing you on again sometime. I would love to get you a read.
Wonderful.
It was a lot of fun. It's always fun. But But for the rest of you, stay tuned for future shows. Go back to the rebroadcast. Catch Kathleen at her website. And as Angel always says, ignite your life today so that you can evolve it tomorrow. Good night.